Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Yes. Hopefully someone can tell us something good. Based on Saturday's performance, I don't know what it is. It's Brian Noonan in for Ro and Anna. Kevin is here in the studio with me because we are about to talk to Brent Sopel. And maybe Brent could tell us. So you know Brent Sopel. You hear him here on WGN all the time. He's a member of the 2010 Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks. Brent, thanks for taking some time tonight. Please, is there anything good you can tell us based on the last two games?
Yeah. You know, this is the Chicago Blackhawks team have won 3 Stanley Cups in the last 7 years, and that core hasn't changed. So these guys have been here, done that. They've been through good times and bad. So, you know, I'm not concerned right now. First two games sucked.
to say the least,
Joel
yes.
Quinville say that. You know, all the players backed it. So it's not like anybody was trying to sugarcoat it and say, you know, we're good. They know that they were all bad, and they all have to be better from you know, from coaches on out. And you know, I firmly believe they will be tonight.
All right, so you said everybody knows they were bad the last two games. You've been in this situation. You've been in there. So what happens? You know you're a team that's not bad, but you've played badly the last two games. What do you do? How do you change that?
Well, you know, for me, I think I'll give Nashville credit. You know, they came with a game plan, and you know, they've done a great job, you know, stifling the speed and the skill of the Blackhawks. And you know, for me, that's what's really really got me. And I think it really frustrated the Blackhawks. They're not used to having to play against a 1-4. You know, they got shut down drastically, even though, you know, everybody can say they dominated it, you know, in the second and third period. There was no domination. They're a little bit better, but there was no good opportunities. Everything was to the outside. So I'll give Nashville credit on this. They stuck to their game plan. They've really frustrated Blackhawks, and that's where they need to come up with a better game plan. Then obviously, if you get down early in any game and you're chasing the score, you're chasing the scoreboard, you got to change the way you play. So, you know, since 2013, the Blackhawks are 34-7, you know, if they get the first goal. And why is that? Then they can play the way they want to. No team wants to play, you know, from behind. So, obviously, getting that first goal will go a long way to, you know, getting a big win tonight. But we'll have to see at this late 8:45 start.
Pekka Rinne's been really good, but it also feels like the Hawks just haven't put a whole lot of pressure on him in the first couple games. What do they have to do differently offensively, and why have they had trouble scoring?
Yeah, you know, you're right. Pekka Rinne has been good, just good, not great. He hasn't made any great saves. It goes back to, you know, obviously stifling with the, you know, with the speed and skill hasn't been there. You know, in my mind, the neutral zone is really, really been clogged up. They play a 1-4, really hard to play against, really boring neutral zone. The Blackhawks, when they've gotten the puck in deep, they put it right to Pekka Rinne. He's allowed to get out, which he's one of the best goalies to getting out and stopping the puck from going around the boards really hard. And then they're going the other way. So if they can get through the neutral zone with speed, you know, chip it in softly and go to work, spend some more time hanging on the puck, then you're going to see that offense, you know, come to life. You're going to see guys in front of that. You're going to see guys rotating, defensive moving around, and then they're really going to make it tough to, you know, tough on Pekka Rinne with some screens and tips.
Now, Brent, the Hawks had great success against the Predators during the regular season. Are the Predators doing something different now in the playoffs than they did that the Hawks are getting thrown off by, or what are you seeing that's different about the Predators team that the Hawks pretty much owned during the regular season?
Yeah, you know, I'm not one of those guys that goes and looks at the season series. And, you know, obviously it was 4-1. I never go and look at that because regular season is, I always call it, it's an 82 game warm up to the real season, which is now, and you see a lot of teams obviously playing you know, way harder, sacrifice their bodies with body check. And, you know, I think they're averaging eight, you know, through the NHL right now, just over 80 hits a night. You know, in the regular season, you're not seeing that. You're sacrificing blocking shots. So everything, the game completely changes. Have they changed the neutral zone? Yeah, they've you know, kind of bogged it down a little bit more than what they did normal. But Nashville, you know, give them credit. They're a great team. They ended up scoring 240 goals, just four goals less than what the Chicago Blackhawks did. So, you know, yes, there's a 14 or 15 point difference, but, you know, if you spread those 14 or 15 points over the whole season, you know, we're only talking about, you know, one win, you know, 1 month. So give them credit where credit's due. Blackhawks just need to find a way to get through that neutral zone the right way with their speed and skill. They're not going to be able to carry the puck in. You need to chip it in and go and get it and outwork them and do what everybody needs to do like they've done time and time before.
Brent, Hawks fans are worried. Some are panicking. And I think it's because the way they lost Saturday. It wasn't a 2-1 loss or, you know, three. It wasn't a close game. They were beaten pretty much every aspect. How, you know, these guys, how surprised are you to see really two bad games from a group of guys that have done this before to start the postseason? Or is it just a credit to Nashville these first couple of games?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, if I was a betting man, I would have lost a lot of money Saturday night. So that's why I don't play.
Probably better.
I'm smarter than I look. So it's a 50-50 for me. You know, being stifled and not able to use their speed and skill, which obviously you see, you know, nightly. The Chicago Blackhawks fans are spoiled with the, you know, with the core group and the team that we've had that they get to watch every single night. So, you know, I always got to give credit where credit's due. Nashville's done a great job to this point, and the Blackhawks just have to find, you know, will their way to a win. You know, don't worry about playing a pretty hockey game. That's why I'm happy that they're out of Chicago. They're in Nashville. You know, they're on the road. They don't have to worry about anybody else. You know, they go to the hotel, got there yesterday, did their thing, not seeing anybody, not worrying about it, not hearing the boos from the fans. They can just go out there and play a simple road game. And by doing that, that's going to give them the best success to win.
So you've been in the room in a situation like this. Is it Q that's giving the guys giving them hell? Is it the core that's talking to the other guys? Does everybody just talk to themselves to motivate themselves? What's the mood in there tonight as they get ready to take the ice?
Oh, you know, I guarantee the mood is great. You know, it's only 2-0. You know, it's not life or death. There's worse things going on in the world. It's, you know, it truly is just a hockey game. So they're fine. You know, Joel's going to lay out the game plan of what he wants them to do. Then after that, you know, the core are gonna, you know, say a few things here. You know, you had some guys that will pipe up and say a few things here or there. But, you know, it comes down to being, you know, having yourself prepared. And, you know, you got to worry about yourself and do your job. If you do your job to the best of your ability and then the guy next to you does the same thing, you know, success will come. And obviously to this point in time, guys are frustrated. Then when you get frustrated, you start doing too much. And you start trying to do somebody else's job and you run to this side, then you run to that side. So less becomes more, and I think that's the key tonight. Less is more.
When you guys were going for the Cup in 2010, who was the core guy that would pipe up the most? If something was going bad, who would be the one to stand up and go, listen, let's get our heads out of our collective butts?
Well, you know, you have to go back to that. You know, that core group was young. There was only a few of us over-the-hill old-timers like myself and you know, John Madden and myself would pipe up. You know, and John Stays would. I think, you know, that's the thing about this core group. They've been around, you know, been around for a long time and been together for a long time. So nobody was afraid to get into anybody's face and call each other out. And as a committee, you know, we got along really well. You know, in 2010, I've never been on a team where we were as close as friends and as brothers, you know, as any team. And that's what, you know, that's what it was all about. So we're not afraid to pull a guy aside and say, hey, are you kidding me? Are you trying to kid your girlfriend, your wife, or your wife first? Like, what are you doing? Let's wake up. You know, so that's the group, and they're doing the exact same thing right now. And if somebody needs to say something or somebody needs to get called out, there's no question that, you know, there's many guys in that room that have the ability to and will also do it.
All right, you said you're not a betting man, but let's say you were. Let's just for today, you were going to place a wager.
How about can I bet with your money? You know, all the money you make.
Listen, I don't think they have table limits that low anywhere, quite frankly. But sure, I got a couple bucks. Who would you, if you were going down there to lay some money down, would you put it on the Hawks tonight?
Oh, yeah, no question.
There you go.
I was born at night, but not last night. So, I still believe in it. I still believe they're going to get out of the series. It's never easy. You know, this is NHL. You have 16 of the best teams. You know, you go take a look at in the Eastern Conference. Everybody said Washington Capitals are just going to steamroll Toronto. Well, right now, Washington Capitals should be down 0-2. You know, with the Blackhawks in the same situation. So, you go through adversity through playoffs. There's highs and lows, and the key is you've been there. Is you can't be too high and you can't be too low. You got to stay even keel because you're going to get a bad call here, or you're going to go overtime, get a bad bounce, and you lose the game. Or you just have to stay, on an even line. And at the end of the day, that gives you the best success to win.
All right. Well, Brent, thanks for taking some time this afternoon. Good to talk to you. Hopefully, we get to talk to you for another, couple months at least. Things keep rolling.
I agree. I still think the Hawks will be at the end with an opportunity to win that Stanley Cup.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Thanks, Brent.
Appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks.
Take care. That's Brent Sopel, a member of the 2010 Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks. Very good.
Calm the Hawks' nerves a little bit there, right? Didn't that sort of comfort you a little bit? He has some confidence in these guys.
Right. I always take confidence in guys who have been in this situation because they know. Because, as you mentioned, Hawks fans are panicking, and fans are going to panic.
And fandom also gets in the way of making objective calls on the game. And
never. Everything's rational and well thought out.
Best team of all time. They're going to win it.
They're going to win it. Well, what about, no, we don't put the blinders on.
Brett knows what's up.
He does. And listen, he was going to bet my money. Both dollars.
Can I borrow a few bucks to lay a bet down? Because I'm feeling pretty good about
tonight. Sure, I got $2 for Brett. I got $2 for you.
You can make some work.
Spread them around.
Yeah.
Spread it around. See what you can do. Thanks for coming down, Kevin.
Anytime.